Nicole Appin's with us, and Nicole's first book, Rich Bitch, a slam dunk personal finance guide for women. Her new book, Boss Bitch, is out just over a week ago. How are you?
That was a lovely intro. Thanks, Steve.
Well, when you're a money expert at your level, you deserve nothing but the finest things.
I'm going to hang out with you guys every single day. Andrea is my new best friend.
Yes, we're keeping her every day, Steve.
She's the ultimate boss bitch, as you know.
Yeah, by the way, there's a boss bitch quiz in there. Just give me one or two questions. Let's see if I'm one.
Oh, my gosh. All the questions. What specific quiz are you talking about? Because we have so many quizzes. I just like to keep it real, as you know, Steve.
Well, you know what? I'm going to take the boss bitch quiz and see if I'm a boss bitch. I don't know if I can, you know, rise to that level yet. But I feel with training, I have a possibility of getting there.
I will train you personally. I will be your one-on-one boss bitch coach. And yes, the quiz is on my website too, NicoleLappin.com. A little bit of extra information. But yeah, it's about keeping it real, keeping it super honest with yourself. You know, that's the only way to tell a good story. And I love talking about my failures. Those are my most favorite things to talk about. I started here in Chicago, actually, by accident. That's the truth.
Well, how did that happen?
Yeah, I wanted a job in Milwaukee at WCIU, and they said, "Do you know anything about business news?" And I was like, absolutely. Love business news.
Yeah, are you kidding? I know business news inside
out.
It's
my most favorite. I just needed a job, Steve. I was 18 at the time. I was thrown on the floor of the Chicago Merc, and I realized that money in business is just a language like anything else.
Sure.
We just don't have a Rosetta Stone, and you know, we don't learn this stuff in school. Why do we learn like how to dissect a frog? I have no idea. The Pythagorean theorem. Please tell me.
It's so true. Steve, we were talking in the hallway yesterday, Sandberg and I, about my favorite chapter in this book was asking for a raise and getting it. Mm-hmm. But just the way you write is so just captivating. Asking for a raise can, I'm going to rephrase this, play with your mind.
Yes, it absolutely can. 57% of men, Steve, negotiate their salary.
Right.
7% of women do.
Yep.
Is that because they're not given the chance or they don't have the confidence to go in and demand it?
You know, I think it's a combination of both. And again, we don't learn this stuff, so we can't be hard on ourselves. And it's taboo. You know, Andrea, you probably have experienced this. We'll be at dinner with our girlfriends and we will talk about everything, sister.
Yep.
Really embarrassing stuff in the bedroom, whatever, before we talk about what's in our bank account, what's in our wallet. So it's, you know, for me, I wanted to put my money where my mouth is. I tell all my salaries. When I was at CNN, when I was an anchor on CNBC, when I was an anchor on Bloomberg, I tell you how much I made for my advance on this book and my first book. You know, I take it for the team. You can laugh at me, at my crazy stories. You can laugh with me as long as you're smiling when you think about money, because normally we don't. I used to break out into hives thinking about this stuff. Yeah. And when it comes to asking for a raise specifically, look, if you don't ask, the answer is always no. And in my first book, I talk a lot about negotiating everything. You can negotiate your cell phone bill. You can negotiate the APR on your credit card. You can negotiate medical debt. You can negotiate anything. It's your money. You might as well fight for it. And when it comes to your salary, I think the biggest thing to think about is leverage. Even if you don't want to jump ship, one of the best ways to get your current captain's belly all fired up is to say you're going to go somewhere else. And as an employee myself, as someone who owns my own business and I hire all the time, it's super expensive to hire. And if you're a good employee, I would rather throw you a bone versus losing you as that good employee. So that's the first thing you should really think about.
Well, you got to get out of your own head too, right? Because too many times people are thinking, I can't believe they don't respect me enough to offer me a raise. I tried to teach my kids this when they were growing up.
Yeah,
You're not on anybody's agenda until you are. So don't be offended.
100%.
Go in and sell yourself.
100%. And nobody's going to, first of all, nobody deserves anything. And a boss is not going to just magically open up the corporate coffers and give you a raise. I mean, just because you're going above and beyond, that's standard now. That's not special.
Right.
And when you're going in, you have to make a specific meeting. So this is not a casual, hey, sorry, I just want to pop in for 5 minutes. You know, first of all, women should also stop saying, I'm sorry. That's driving me crazy.
Or, I'm sorry, but, or I know the answer might be no, but,
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
You know what I mean? See, you kind of taught me that, too.
Well, yeah, you go in for a raise, and you go, I don't even know if I deserve this, but how would you consider possibly, you know, at some point? No. Go in with a plan.
Right.
Right. And you should also go in. You don't need to go in Tracy Flick style, but you should go in with a document, a presentation. You should come up
with
charts,
you worth the money?
And graphs. And, you know, you do these presentations of spreadsheets and whatever for other meetings, but you know, you should do it for this meeting. It's one of the most important things you do. Bind it, give your boss a copy of it.
Should you always
get serious?
Because you're showing your employer you care enough to put the effort in to show that you deserve more money.
I mean, absolutely.
You know, you're selling yourself.
But it's also how your accomplishments are helping the business at large. It's not just me. You'll
get
no very quickly. So you want to talk about how you're contributing to the community overall. And you also want to think about your compensation package. Sometimes a base salary raise is not as valuable as working from home on a Friday, for example, or getting your cell phone bill paid for, or getting more vacation time. So if you don't get that bump in actual cash, you might want to go in with a combination of the two, because you know, working from home, if you're a mom or if you have a dog, having a nanny, having a dog walker is super expensive.
Yeah, Andre, you could go for online shopping credit.
I probably could, but that's okay. That's not a bad thing.
All right, Nicole, I know you got to run. So it's Boss Bitch. It's out right now. You need to get two copies. You're careless, you'll lose one. I'd advise you to get three, because Nicole wants you to be able to have this and share it with
and
one of your friends.
Pass it forward. And by the way, I rewrote an entire business dictionary in the back. You're welcome. This is what a nerd I am.
You.
Like
thank
EBITDA,
you.
What does that stand
thank
for?
You, nerd.
Short is not the opposite of tall. It's the opposite of long. It just means something's going in the pooper. Like, let's get real.
Earnings,
you know, again,
before income, depreciation.
Yes.
Yeah,
amortization.
Sure. And Rich Bitch. Rich Bitch is out there as well.
It totally is. And so I love that you say get three copies. I actually was at a signing yesterday, and this woman, I was signing it. She said, sign it for Reagan. And I said, awesome, Reagan, enjoy. And she said, no, this is actually, she showed me her belly. She was 5 months pregnant. And she got
sweet.
An unborn daughter.
It's awesome.
That's really
so
cool.
Happy.
That's very cool. Well, that should make you very happy. All right. The website is?
NicoleLappin.com. You can get it anywhere books are sold. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, HSN. I was just on HSN. All the places. I barely know my name, but I'm glad you guys do.
Nicole, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
get Boss
guys.
Bitch. It'll be good for you.